Good morning.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.
50% off today at all spirit stores. 50% off today at all spirit stores.
Wow, that's a free commercial is what you're doing right there.
It kind of is, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
I was walking around my neighborhood last night. Okay. Shortly before all the trick-or-treaters got out, I was talking to a neighbor, and she was telling me her son works at that one of the spirit stores around town. And
okay.
So they close up to the public, I think, in a day or two. But the next couple of days are all, like, big sales.
Well, I would assume.
Because, you know, you got to get the costumes sold, I suppose.
Well, keep this in mind. If you're at the spirit store, right? And Halloween is over on the 31st, but you still gotta clean the place out.
Yeah.
So you gotta pay the extra month's rent in November.
That is a drag, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sure if they could have made it to where, you know, maybe they close up shop 5 p.m. October 31st.
Right. And just then have everything out by 10 o'clock.
Clean really fast, yeah. Tear everything down, and get the hell out of there.
Yeah, it doesn't work that way.
No, it does not. And by the way, if you've fallen in love with the person behind the counter at the spirit store, you better tell them now. You only got a couple of days, and then they'll be gone.
Yes, yeah, so you should actually love some people before they're nothing but a spirit.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the spirit store is going away. You know, let's pay a quick tribute here to the
spirit
store.
Oh, you have tribute?
Okay,
all right,
yeah.
Here we go.
You know, kind of an annual thing we see every year.
So. All right, so here you go. Spirit store, we hardly knew ye.
Goodbye for now, oh spirit store. October's gone. You must close your doors. We say goodbye to you, our autumn friend, as your odd short-term lease comes to an end. Singing your praises could last many verses. You help people become monsters, Wonder Woman, sexy nurses.
Yep.
We'll have to wait till next year to see what costumes you've got when you set up again at a once thriving strip mall spot. Adios for now, Spirit Store.
All right. Well, now we can overlook the holiday that's immediately preceding us and go immediately to Christmas.
Christmas time. Yeah, that's right.
Screw it. Screw the next one.
Time now for some Mark and Neanderthal fake facts.
Yes, indeed. Inside this candy bag is fake news, alternative facts. You shake the bag up, you got fake facts.
Yeah, and today my fake facts are coming from the Bureau of Unreal Facts. Halloween facts, that is.
So are they true?
No, they're unreal.
I got you.
They're fake facts.
Fake facts.
Yes.
A real fact here. The Dodgers beat the Astros last night 3-1, so we now have a Game 7 this evening.
Okay, then.
If a World Series game happens to be scheduled on Halloween, Major League Baseball requires all catchers wear a Reese's Peanut Butter Protective Cup.
Jesus.
It protects and it's delicious.
Well, after a few innings, it's a little gamey.
Can be. It's a warm evening.
According to the Bureau of Unreal Halloween Facts in 2017, so far the most commonly prescribed trick during the tradition of trick-or-treat is to make the kids disappear. That's the one that everybody wants to have. You just make the kids disappear.
Yeah, well, you keep your lights out.
Right, exactly.
You have two large dogs.
Well, oh, no, come on now.
CNN anchor Don Lemon is apologizing to trick-or-treaters who came to his house last night expecting more than candy after he mentioned on air that he had Jolly Ranchers and Lemonhead to give away.
I'm so glad that that didn't go where I thought it was going to go, which was CNN anchor Don Lemon had to answer for the fact that he was holding a lemon party. Please do not Google lemon party. Whatever you do,
okay.
Do not Google lemon party. The most commonly enjoyed treat during the tradition of trick-or-treat are the collective works of Danny Kaye. They're lovely.
Wow.
Just an enjoyable treat.
That's an obscure
Just a
reference.
Delight. Just an absolute delight. Tell me as soon as I didn't say Danny Kaye, you didn't have a picture of that guy just sort of shuffle dancing across the screen.
Danny Kaye was sort of a poor man's Gene Kelly, wasn't he?
Yeah. I remember he was on The Muppet Show, and they made five Danny Kaye Muppets and did like a barbershop quartet or quintet.
I remember that.
Yeah. I'll see if I can find that for you. I think I'm going to find it.
A lot of great calls coming in. You know, this was hilarious. We were talking about Kevin Spacey and how he's really made a career out of being jerks in movies.
Yes.
And somebody called in and said, even when he's animated, he's a jerk. He was the evil grasshopper fighting the ants in A Bug's Life.
Yeah.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Wow, he's just evil sounding, isn't he?
Ants outnumber us 100-1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line.
Ooh, wow, yeah. I see what's happening there.
Many parallels to real life in that speech.
I see what's
right
going on there.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's great that somebody pointed that out. I had forgotten about that.
Yeah, he's a jerk in everything.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. He's a good jerk. Yeah, he's a great jerk, but he's a jerk.
Okay, and we had another guy talking about... you know, he says, hey, Michael Jackson, all those things he allegedly did that he paid millions and 20s of 30s of millions of dollars to settle. And yet everybody gets up and dances when they hear Thriller come on. Okay, so his thought on this about Kevin Spacey.
Oh, I was saying, I'm probably not going to boycott Kevin Spacey or any of his films in the future because of this. I think it's kind of a, kind of a gross move, but...
So, yeah, no, it's definitely a gross move. But here's the thing. I mean,
because the kid was 14.
Yeah. And but I mean, I can't believe I'm going to put myself in the position of defending Kevin Spacey. It was 30 years ago. He was drunk at a party and he made a pass at somebody. And he may not have known how old the kid was at the time. Maybe he did. Maybe he didn't. But to his credit, and I'm going to defend him now, to his credit, he made a pass at the kid, an aggressive pass, but a pass nonetheless. The kid rebuffed his advances, and he went away, and he backed off. So that's kind of what happens, right? If you're at a party and you hit on somebody, and they say, hey, look, I'm not interested, the right move is to go, okay, I'm sorry, and move away.
Yeah. Now, the fact that the kid was 14 makes it pretty
creepy as hell. But Elvis Presley constantly dated underage girls.
It doesn't make it right.
But
no,
you're not
excusing it. You're explaining it.
Right. Exactly. Right? I mean, Jerry Lee Lewis, didn't he marry his 15-year-old cousin?
No, 13.
13. Okay. So that makes it even worse.
It's pretty weird.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and considered one of the greatest musicians of all time.
Well, A Whole Lot of Shaking Going On is still a great song, regardless of what kind of guy he was. And that's the thing we run into all the time is that if you started saying, I'm going to boycott any artist, actor, musician, whatever, whose personal life I'm not quite in agreement with, you're not going to be able to listen to anything. You're not going to be able to go to any movies. Good luck being a sports fan.
Right, exactly. Ty Cobb.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle.
Hell, the guy, it's all alleged, but the guy on the Cowboys, right? The running back.
Oh, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah.
Adrian Peterson. Sorry.
Yeah. No, good. I mean, if you picked out everything that every person did, us included probably.
Sure.
I mean, we all think we're perfect, but we're not.
No, everybody. Now, here's the thing. There's a difference between what Kevin Spacey did, and he owns it, and apologized for it and said, look, it was a horrible lapse in judgment. I was drunk. And that doesn't excuse it, but he's explaining it again. There's a big difference between what Kevin Spacey did and what Harvey Weinstein did. Harvey Weinstein was a predator.
Yeah.
Is a predator.
Yeah.
Is a predator and preyed on those with less power than him. Kevin Spacey made a bad call. A really, really bad call.
And then he backed away from it.
So I'm not saying one's any better than the other. There are degrees.
There are degrees.
There are degrees of offense.
Listen, I don't think I'm going out on a limb here when I say it's a hell of a lot worse for a guy who's, let's say, 20 years old to go after a 10-year-old than to go after a 17-year-old.
Yeah, you just egged me out.
Okay, yeah. No, it's gross. It's terrible. It did the same way that, murder is a lot worse than robbery. They're both wrong.
Right.
But one's a lot worse. That's all I'm saying. Far be it from me. I'm not excusing any of that stuff.
We cannot throw Kevin Spacey under the bus for underage behavior while still acknowledging Fast Times at Ridgemont High as being one of the greatest comedies of all time when this was the behavior of 16-year-olds having sex in the pool house. We can't sit there and talk about that. You know what I mean?
Well.
Or, you know what I mean?
Again, that was fictionalized anyway.
I understand that, but what I'm trying to say is, the industry, the music industry took Madonna and marketed her as the baby whore.
Yeah.
The young girl whore.
And there's not many of us guys who didn't look at Britney Spears. Now, we didn't do anything
didn't
about
act
it.
On
and
it,
that's the main difference right there.
I'm just saying, we present a lot of images. Whether or not you act on it is probably the difference between right and wrong. Kevin Spacey made a wrong move, but he did the right thing in the end by backing off when the kid said no.
Thank you can name these tunes. It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge.
All right, a little later than usual, but here's what we do. 7 songs in 30 seconds. You got to guess the titles. The timer starts when the first song's played, and when you get that title, yell it out. The artist doesn't matter. The timer stops if you're correct, then we get ready for the next song. But the timer keeps rolling. Do you get it right, or the 30 seconds is all up?
All right, let's say good morning to Ron. How are you, Ron? Welcome to the program.
Good, guys. How are you?
We are well. Did you listen yesterday afternoon at 4 o'clock to Pete Cummings for the 30-Second Song Challenge cheat sheet?
No, unfortunately, I did not.
All right, so you do not have the unfair advantage that most people would get if they were listening. Every weekday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Pete plays the first three songs for the following morning's 30-second song challenge. So, Ron, when you fail, and you will, you'll know that...
What do you think about that, Ron? Do you think you're going to fail?
As long as you don't play any obscure Enya, I should be fine.
Ah, well, Orinoco Flow was actually the first song in the town song challenge. Thanks for blowing it. See, if you've been listening to Pete yesterday, you would have known that.
That's right. We won't play any Anya, but we may play some Dido.
Great.
All right. Are you ready for your 30-second song challenge?
I think I am.
Excellent. It begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Logical song?
Correct. Nice job. The logical song. Song number 2, and go.
Running Down a Dream?
Nice.
Correct. Song number 3, and go.
Simple Man?
Correct.
All right. Good job.
All right. Nice job. You've got the first three out of the way. Now, those are the three that Pete gave everybody yesterday at 4 o'clock. Song number 4. This is going to be a tough one for you, Ron.
I want to rock.
Nice job. Outstanding. Your acumen is amazing.
Great.
Song number 5. And go.
Little Sister, Billy Idol.
Oh, boy.
Hey.
Oh, no.
Cradle of Love, Little Sister,
Rebel.com. Oh, no.
Man, Ron, that was White Wedding.
White Wedding.
White Wedding, yeah.
As in, it's a nice day for.
Nice day to start again.
Twice, I should have known that.
Yeah, that's...
You should have known it.
Yeah, that's a...
It's a relatively big song. Yep. You know, you said, you know, obscure Anya, you can make an Anya reference, but you don't know White Wedding from Billy Idol.
Yeah, sorry.
Eh, you know, so are we, because we wanted to give you the money. Now it's going to have to roll over to $500 tomorrow.
That's cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
All right, Ron, no, you know it's what? Okay, Ron.
Well, you know, don't feel so bad about it. All you lost was $400. Everything. Nobody died as a result of what you did here today.
No, not yet.
But,
well, the day is early.
But it would, you know, all your dreams would have come true with that $400.
Yes, because that would have made all the difference in the world.
But anyway.
Oh,
all right, Ron. Take care.
Ron, thanks for playing with us. I don't think we helped the situation at all there.
Hope you had a wonderful Halloween yesterday.
I have plenty of leftover candy now.
We're rolling headlong into holidays now.
Oh, yeah.
Real holidays.
The holiday season. Yeah. You can start using that phrase now. The holiday season begins on Halloween.
You know what? I don't know if it's today. We've already done it, but you got to choose your health care plan now, right?
It's open enrollment time,
Open enrollment, yeah.
It takes forever to do. Here's the thing. It takes forever to read through everything.
Yeah.
And then once you read through everything, you kind of do the math. It's a gamble because in the end, you pay the same. It's just a matter of do you get sick?
Yeah, it's, you know, we did like here we have health care plans, but they're changing them. So we had to go back in and
look
you
at couldn't
the new
keep your health
and
care.
Everything.
You had new stuff, yeah.
Yeah, and all that stuff. But I guess they call it open enrollment where they.
That's the open enrollment.
If you're doing the Obamacare or whatever kind of care is out there now.
What it means is that now, like anybody that's joining a company or signing up, you don't have to wait the enrollment period, you know, that 30 days, 90 days, whatever that is.
Right.
You can just jump right into your health care now. Okay. And if you have health care, it's time to renew it or change your plan. Because sometimes people are, you know, they're not happy with their insurance plan or their life changes. Maybe you end up, you know, when you're 20, your health care is different than what it is when you're in the 40s.
So we have Obamacare now. If the president gets his way, it will be called Trump Care.
Will it really?
You know, if he revamps it.
Okay.
And like I said, if...
I like Donnie Care better.
Yeah, well, that could be good.
Yeah.
But if Jeb Bush had been elected, we would have had Bush Care.
Mm-hmm. Aisle 6, Bush Care. Says it right there.
Aisle 6 at CVS.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But, you know, ironically, at CVS and Home Depot.
Mark and Neanderthal present ZNN, the Zeppelin News Network.
All the news of the day that you need to know set to the music of Zeppelin's Black Dog as Mark kicks us off on a Wednesday morning.
Halloween is past. It is no more. Gotta wait 11 months for the Spirit Store.
Nice, nice. Spirit Store callback. You know, it's funny. It's time to talk about the holidays. Now that we're done with trick or treat, we turn our attention to turkey meat. Mm-hmm. And the nap that follows. All right, you going to wrap it up?
Right now's open enrollment time. What you'll pay for health care is a crime.
Oh. Yeah, it's pretty expensive.
You know, everybody has it in Canada, you know.
Yeah. But you got to wait 2.5 months to get a doctor's appointment, eh? You may not live that long.
That quick?
Yeah.
With everything going on, we got a Game 7 of the World Series tonight.
Yeah.
There's another new Kevin Spacey allegation, Jeremy Piven allegations.
Sure.
Andy Dick allegations.
Oh, boy.
Let's also catch you up on the two female sailors. This is the story. Yeah, you got some nautical music?
Sure, I do.
Excellent.
The greatest nautical song of all time.
We talked about this last week, where these two women set sail from Hawaii to go to Tahiti, wound up having everything break, supposedly, on the ship. They were 5,000 miles off course and were at sea for 5 months. Now, they had food for a year, so they were okay, and they had a water filtration system, so they were fine. But they were rescued last week. Now, things are getting a little weird here. And by the way, they keep calling them sailors or mariners. If your ship's broken down and you're just using the sails and you're 5,000 miles off course, aren't you really just a floater?
Yeah, that's a good point. And one term that hasn't been applied to them at all is seamen.
Wait, what?
That's true. Now they're talking about taking another trip, these two, doing it next year.
Oh, great, yeah.
You know,
at some point, shouldn't the stupid sailor law apply there? You should be, like, it's not like the Coast Guard is there to be like your mom to call you in when it's time for supper.
No, they don't get rescued this time. Ladies, you get one mulligan.
Right, exactly, yes.
All right. But there's lots of suspicion now. They never activated their emergency beacon. They said that all these ships were passing by in the distance and they'd light off their flare gun, but they never set their emergency beacon going, which would have had them rescued within in a matter of days.
Yeah, that's what the authorities said. Had they fired off that beacon, then they would have easily been located and plucked out of the ocean.
They're also making this big deal that they survived this horrific storm one night.
Mm-hmm.
They gave the date for the storm. The National Weather Service says there was no storm in that area.
Yeah.
That night. So the whole thing is very, very weird. And by the way, their ship was named the Sea Nymph. So I'm thinking,
of course, yeah.
You two ladies didn't really want to be found, did you?
Yeah, two women lost at sea for 5 months, unable to be rescued. This whole thing's starting to smell fishy.
Wait, what?
You know that right now, somewhere in the San Fernando Valley, a porn producer is like, hey, two women lost at sea? That sounds like a great porno movie.
Yeah, you know what they're going to call that, don't you?
I do not.
Nobby Dick.
Wait, what?
We talked quite a bit about Kevin Spacey earlier this morning.
Right, yeah. This sexual harassment is now the thing.
It's
a thing now.
Is it ever?
You've got, obviously, first of all, our president began it all like a year ago. He was doing sexual harassment before it was a thing. He really was. I mean, he's really a groundbreaker when it came to that.
Yep.
But now, you know, we've got Harvey Weinstein, which is obviously a big deal, and he's a scumbag for doing it. Kevin Spacey making a horrible lapse in judgment 30-some-odd years ago.
We're going to forget somebody.
Andy Dick.
Well, Andy Dick is a new one.
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler's thing was so minor. It was
still
ridiculous.
A thing. How about Terry Crews saying that somebody hit on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a week ago. So it's out of control. It's a thing.
And also Jeremy Piven.
Right.
Who's been in he was in Entourage.
He was Ari Gold.
Ari Gold in Entourage.
Yeah. He was also in PCU.
He's been in a ton of stuff. He was awesome in Old School, by the way.
Of course he was. He was fantastic in Old School.
As the bad guy.
Yeah.
But he has categorically denied those. But
here's how you know that sexual harassment has jumped the shark, though.
Yeah. Here's how you know it's getting crazy. The guy who runs National Public Radio.
Oh, boy.
NPR. Thank you very much for the mood music. Yes,
you're
the classical music.
Yes, National Public Radio. You know, here's the thing about this.
He's on leave, by the way, now for sexual harassment.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Here's the thing, though. When something like this usually goes wrong, it's a situation. The way they identify the person involved in it is usually very sort of tangential. But in NPR, it's not like they can go, the host of a local morning radio program was engaged in, like, is NPR going to report on this story?
They'll address it, I'm sure, but they're like,
sexual harassment in the workplace this morning on NPR.
Yeah. After we interview actor Joe Mantegna about his one-man show on the life and times of George Plimpton, how about you and I engage in some carnal knowledge on my taxpayer-funded desk? That's what sexual harassment at NPR sounds like.
Later on this afternoon, we'll discuss the brassiere that our secretary Alice is wearing, and we'll ask her to remove it. For a donation of $19, you'll get a lovely bottle of Chablis that we would like to share in the studio this afternoon.
All things considered, I think you'll enjoy the experience, Afterwards, I'll be glad to give you a tote bag.
Which is not code for anything. It's an actual canvas bag that you can carry home your underwear in. Soiled, dirty underwear.
We will have carnal relations for 5 or 6 minutes, then have our panel of experts, including writers from The New Yorker, analyze it for over an hour.
NPR Radio. It doesn't happen without your contributions. They're greatly appreciated. So call now and ask your congressman to continue funding for program if you enjoy programs such as these.
So, yeah, this whole thing is kind of jumping the shark.
Yeah, I was going to say, is sexual harassment really sexual harassment when it's on NPR?
If everybody does it in hushed tones,
yes.
Is it really sexual harassment?
Not only is it sexual harassment, it can be educational as well.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning. Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.